The Justice Department's Inspector General will release a highly anticipated report today addressing allegations that the FBI mishandled the investigation into Hillary Clinton's private email server. Critics on the left and the right have slammed former FBI Director James Comey for the way he oversaw the probe, and this new report is likely to give both sides something to crow about. NPR Justice Department correspondent Ryan Lucas joins us now. Hi, Ryan.
Hi there.
And the Inspector General, Michael Horowitz, has been looking into the Clinton email investigation for 18 months now. What prompted him to do that and why?
Well, Horowitz announced this investigation in January of 2017, just a couple days before President Trump took office. And Horowitz said that he would look into the FBI and the Justice Department's actions surrounding the Clinton investigation, and said that he was doing this in response to requests that he got from both members of Congress as well as members of the public. Remember, the FBI's handling of the investigation had people on both sides, as you noted, really kind of up in arms after the 2016 vote. Republicans were saying that Comey went easy on Clinton, that a fix was in, she should have been charged. Democrats, on the other hand, were saying that Comey essentially cost Clinton the election by his actions over the course of 2016.
And who are the major players here? Who is the report focused on? Is it mainly Comey?
Well, the big name is, of course, yeah, James Comey. He's expected to be rebuked over his decision to go public in July of 2016 when he announced that the FBI was closing the Clinton investigation. He also said at that press conference that she was extremely careless in her handling of classified information. There's also Comey's letter to Congress in late October saying that he was reopening the probe, and then a second letter that he sent just days ahead of the election that saying that he was closing the investigation again. But another person who's likely to get criticized is probably Loretta Lynch, who was the attorney general at the time. She may be chastised for her oversight of the investigation. There's also Andrew McCabe, who was the deputy director of the FBI at the time, and a few other figures that have come up in the months in between. That would be Lisa Page and Peter Strzok. These are the two FBI officials whose text messages were discovered during the course of the Inspector General's investigation. These, of course, were texts that were highly critical of then-candidate Trump. And those are things, of course, that the president and his allies have used to fuel their accusations of political bias against the FBI.
Well, we're going to find out what's in this report in about an hour from now. Trump allies clearly eager for the details. Here's former Republican Congressman Jason Chaffetz speaking on Fox News.
I think it will be devastating to the higher echelon of the FBI. I think they misused and abused their power. I think they were outside the normal protocols. Mr. Horowitz was unanimously confirmed by the United States Senate. He was appointed by President Obama. It should be widely accepted by anybody and everybody on both sides of the aisle as the closest that we're going to get to the truth.
And the Washington Post is reporting today that the report will reveal new text messages from an FBI agent to a DOJ lawyer in 2016 that said they will stop Trump from becoming president. How much could this report play into Trump's criticism of the Justice Department?
It was very likely to be used by the president as ammunition in his criticism on both the FBI and the Justice Department. And Trump actually signaled that he was looking forward to the report almost for that reason when he said last week that this would be a nice birthday present for him. Today, of course, is the president's birthday. So, yes, there's the accusations and the conclusions that we are likely to see from the Inspector General, who is indeed an independent actor in this, are most definitely going to be used by the president to further his narrative that the FBI and the Justice Department lack credibility, that they lack competence. And this furthers his narrative in his fight with those two institutions.
And the president gave the handling of the Clinton email situation as one of the reasons he fired FBI Director James Comey. Here's John Podesta responding to that. He was Clinton's former campaign chairman. He was speaking to The Hill.
Do you think there's anyone in America, whether they watch Fox News or MSNBC or watch Hill.com, who believes that Donald Trump fired Jim Comey because he was unfair to Hillary Clinton and kind of blew the election for us, which I think there's good evidence that he did?
Ryan, how much could this report feed Democrats' belief that Comey inappropriately swayed the outcome of the election?
Well, we're already actually hearing that from Democrats on the Hill. The early word from two of them who have seen the report, this is Congressman Jerry Nadler and Elijah Cummings, they say that their read on it is that the FBI's actions did indeed help Trump win. And they accuse Comey of a double standard. They say that, you know, he publicly revealed the Clinton investigation during the course of the campaign, but he didn't talk about, didn't reveal the FBI's investigation right. into possible ties between the Trump campaign and Russia.
It's NPR Justice correspondent Ryan Lucas. Ryan, thank you.
My pleasure.